Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just really help her start to hear the Holy Spirit more clearly and that she learns how to separate from herself so that she can practice better discernment. I ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous things can get, also to parts of the book of Amos, okay, and just how dark it can get during times of judgment, and the need to really walk in the Holy Spirit because He's the one that's going to keep you safe, okay. So, learning how to hear the Holy Spirit better. Okay, this is John chapter 16, starting at, let's see here, verse 13. Okay, this is the Holy Spirit, this is Jesus explaining the Holy Spirit. Okay, it says, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you." Okay, so the Holy Spirit, Christ, basically, what that's saying, talks to you through the Holy Spirit, okay? He teaches you things through the Holy Spirit, okay? And one of the primary ways that the Holy Spirit talks, he doesn't speak of Himself. He's humble. So it's just, because remember, He's God, okay? So it's just your thoughts. If you have the Holy Spirit, He's within you, and He just alters your thoughts, okay, gives you thoughts, okay. So I had talked about this a little bit before. Sometimes you will hear, you know, an audible voice. Sometimes you will, it'll be very clear. Other times it'll come from the outside. He's God, so He can talk to you in all different types of ways. He controls everything, okay. But the primary way that is the most consistent and common is just your thoughts, okay. Now, but the thing is that a lot of Christians, you have to really be dead to self, okay, and separate from your flesh, okay, because so often, this is why a lot of Christians get snared by demons so easily when they're not even recognizing that they're being deceived, okay, is because if you're still attached to your life in any way, shape, or form, those areas, okay, they just kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but they just kind of get you and you don't even know it's taking place. that's where you can see demons, you know, unfortunately get Christians with fiery darts, and they don't even know that the fiery darts are even happening because they're so, like, just alive is the only way to describe it. They're so here and existing, and it just happens, and then all of a sudden they're just doing it and they don't even realize it's taking place. They're completely unaware, okay, of themselves. You want to be walking through this life constantly seeing yourself and being detached from yourself, monitoring yourself, monitoring your fruit, okay? Because that's the best way to practice discernment. Is not outward, it's inward. It's monitoring you, okay? This is where Scripture talks about capturing every thought and holding it obedient to Christ, okay? And then also too, Apostle Paul says that that if we would judge ourselves, you need to be watching yourself, okay? Because then what happens is you'll think thoughts, and rather than just thinking them and just having it happen to you, not even being aware of it happening to you, okay, you'll have it happen and you'll be watching. And it's very effective because it's a wonderful way to stay away from deception and sin, because you can be looking at your own thoughts and thinking, okay, this is not good, I need to repent. But in terms of hearing the Spirit, it's wonderful because you can be like, wow, the Holy Spirit is teaching me right now. Okay, let me listen and pay attention. Okay, great. Now I understand. Okay, let me really, you know, ponder this. And you can have a stronger relationship with with the Lord that way, when you're more aware of him, okay? Okay, so I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for your sister that's starting her day, that she just starts to become aware of herself and just learns how to detach from herself so that she can monitor her thoughts and her fruit to be a more fruitful vessel for you. Ask all these prayers you follow your son, Jesus' name. Amen.